Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday Moment. It is all about leadership. And in this case, how do you decide to let an employee go? It's one thing to just know it's time for an employee to go, where you just have that feeling at the core of your being. It's quite another to take action on that knowing. And the difference? One decision. In this Monday Moment, we look at two models to use in making that decision, but also how to validate it was the right leadership choice for you and the right thing to do. Now, the first decision-making model allows leaders to make better decisions using the pros and cons. Perhaps one of the most simplistic but often overlooked decision-making models, a written list of pros and cons of your situation will help you articulate data and visually see the heft of that data on either side. In other words, you can easily and quickly see which list is longer. As an added benefit, though, when faced with a decision of terminating an employee, of course, leaders may be questioned by other team members, a boss, or a human resource representative, and making a list that clearly identifies what all of the positive outcomes or attributes are and what all the downsides or difficulties are for that employee to stay can help you state your case. This method works best when it's actually written down instead of just in your head. So I've prepared a pro and con template accessible by the very email that brought you this audio. The second decision-making model, leaders can in fact make better decisions using cost calculations. A true cost calculation of letting an employee go can be hard to measure. There's the salary and benefits, of course, those you'll save upon termination. But what about the cost of recruiting or hiring someone new? What about the cost of potential downtime when others have to pick up the work from the person you let go? And let's say the position stays open for a while, overworking those who took on the extra work can cause more sick time, PTO, or general downtime. The cost calculation decision-making model enables you to look at the hard costs, also the soft costs, and even opportunity costs, which in this case would be whatever else it is you could do with the time you spend on counseling or coaching the person involved, as well as what else could you use their salary for if you let them go, among other possibilities. It's the soft costs and opportunity costs that we often miss and that might dictate a different decision. To help you in using this type of model for your decision, there is also a cost calculation template provided in the link at the bottom of your email. And finally, it's important to ask, but why did you make that decision? Leadership of others, even those you wish to fire, begins with being you and leading you first. In a situation as delicate as letting an employee go, it pays to know exactly why you feel termination is in order and on what your decision is based. Enter the five whys. A popular model for getting to the root of a problem, the five whys model invites you to dig deeper. Five times deeper, in fact. Why do you want to let him go? And why is that? Well, because why? And for what reason? And just why is that reason true exactly? Asking yourself why five times will lead you to the real reason for your decision, even maybe before answer number five. And it also prevents you from making a decision based on a knee-jerk emotion or a potentially less than well thought out opinion. Just like everything in leadership, your decisions are contagious. Making the right decision can still have ripple effects and keep you in and or out of court when it comes to an employee termination. However, not knowing what decision to make or how to make one will keep a leader up at night. Rest easy and practice these methods. Download your templates from the link in the email that included this post, and you'll have 3 tangible tools at your fingertips. And hopefully, a great boost in the confidence you have in even the tough decisions a leader has to make. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.